This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Sometimes when I'm trying to determine what it is we actually face, I have to go outside of the gun topic and just look at life in general. And there you find snowflake stories. And there are snowflake stories, and then there are snowflake stories. And a lot of times, most are in the same level, absurdity and intensity. A white person wore a sombrero. Cops were drinking coffee at a Starbucks. Or name any so-called cultural appropriation violation based on the rules of these morons. It's all there. And no, they don't get to throw that term back at us when we complain about those who trash law enforcement, the American flag, or any number of cultural events and traditions that normal people celebrate or cherish. No one cares about a white person being a Mexican for Halloween. It is, however, more controversial when you burn a flag in front of a mass of people because orange man bad. Conservatives get angry when you attack the country, but you, crackpots, get mad over Halloween customs. So just go to bed, morons. Just please, just go to bed. But here we have a snowflake meltdown that is slightly more unusual. Apparently, telling someone they spelled something wrong is a triggering event. It's the Chernobyl of snowflake meltdowns. It's that plus helicopter parenting, which formed a toxic cocktail that this little bit I'm about to tell you about. And it was detailed in a lengthy Twitter thread. Carol Blymeyer, is a communications consultant, public relations professional, and an all-around jack-of-all-trades in that field. And earlier this month, she detailed a meltdown at a client's office where some young woman was very, very upset that she was told that she spelled hamster with a P. She explained to her boss that she had always spelled hamster as hampster all of her life. And that's fine, but it's still wrong. And her boss was, by this account, you know, professional understanding, but this crazy gal just wouldn't let it go. She called her mother when all this was happening and proceeded to criticize her boss for telling her that she was wrong about the word. While she was talking to her mother, she put it on speakerphone so everybody could hear the ramblings. And it gives pause to me concerning the future of this country if people get this worked up over an edit, which is essentially what this was. Ms. Blymeyer tweeted, "I worry about how kids are being raised sometimes. I really do." I get it. I do get it. I get it. I want to give you a little preview of tomorrow's 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. I got a Chambers Custom pistol today in the a la the FFL. And it wasn't just any Chambers Custom pistol. This was his personal Chambers Custom Night Fighter. I have a couple of STI pistols that I think are very good renditions of the 2011 platform. And I mean, you know, I've just been absolutely aghast at how fast these things shoot and how flat they shoot and all this other stuff. And when you look at a Chambers Custom gun, the first thing that is going to come to mind, if you haven't ever looked at one, is they just sort of look plain. But it isn't about the look. It's about the functionality. This gun has a Halo Sun 508, I think it is, 508T optic, which is the same one as on the Staccato P that I have. It has the rear sight in front of the optic, which I've seen that before. I've seen that. Agency Arms used to do that a lot. But then, towards the front of the gun, there is no front sight. By design, that is a feature, not a bug. A semi-automatic pistol, there's a few things that makes a semi-automatic pistol, in my opinion. One is how easy does it point, which this points beautifully. How does the slide travel? Now, most of your really good ones, and there's quite a few out there that are good enough to where you could think this, but, I mean, most of them just feel like they're floating inside their own rail. They're just floating back and forth, just a straight line, no binding, no catch, no nothing. And I can't really quantify this pistol because this feels superior. Now, that superiority comes at a price, of course. That superiority comes at a price. But it's going to be very exciting to listen to this gunsmith, to listen to this master gun builder, Joe Chambers, talking about this pistol, simply because I've never handled one like this before. I mean, and I've handled some very nice ones, right? Nighthawks, STI, I mean, very nice pistols. I've owned 1911, 2011s, whatever you want to call them, from SIG. You know, I've had a few Springfields. All of them, very good pistols. Some better than others, to be sure. But, I mean, with the 1911 or the 2011, as you get better with that gun, you're going to see an uptick. Because these guns are, they lend themselves to modification a great deal. And for somebody like Joe, who has this eye about how this gun is supposed to behave when this happens, and he has this eye for how it's supposed to behave when this happens, supposed to do this when the slide goes forward, supposed to do this when the slide goes back, trigger should reset here, at exactly this point in travel. I mean, it's like listening. If you've ever seen a stock car operation or a Formula One operation where they're taking each individual part and testing it to see how it's going to do what it does, and they have a whole mock-up of where it's going to be in the engine or where it's going to be in the suspension, this is what Chambers Custom is. They're not looking at a bunch of gun parts and saying they go together like this. First, they're taking them and saying it's supposed to work like this. And then when they figure out how it's supposed to work and they get it to work that way, then they put it in the gun and maintain that mechanical means that they were putting together in the mock-ups. It's an amazing thing. Yes, I am gaga over the gun. Yes, I am. Here lately, I've had so many nice pistols to shoot that it's just fun. It's just fun. When we get back, we're going to talk about this social media summit they just had, because that is also impacting the Bill of Rights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil, stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Google and Facebook and Twitter are monopolies. The executives of those companies see themselves as the rightful arbiters of the entirety of the public discourse in America. They seem to ban and shadow ban and deplatform and demonetize conservative users and politicians they oppose with alarming regularity. And the tech companies believe that social media played a pivotal role in Trump's victory. They're now determined to prevent a repeat of the 2016 election, although that's just going to happen now. Sorry, guys. Too late for that one. That one's out of the box. Americans know the problem. 59% of voters see big tech bias as a problem, including 68% of Republicans and 53% of Democrats. Slowly but surely, the American people, their elected officials, and the enforcement agencies of the federal government are rising to address the challenge of online censorship by massive monopolistic entities, which runs directly contrary to the founding principles of our nation. What's more, as of this week, it's no longer a partisan issue. After the first Democratic debate on June 26th, the most searched for candidate on Google was not Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren, but Representative Tulsi Gabbard. According to a federal lawsuit that Gabbard's campaign filed Thursday, Google, without warning or explanation, immediately suspended her campaign ads from their service, which controls more than one-third of all Internet advertising. Then they started sending the promotional emails from her campaign to the spam folders of Gmail users on their email lists. Gabbard is accusing Google of denying her debate bump at the most critical moment of her campaign. And this suggests that big tech companies don't want to choose which party wins presidential elections. They want to determine which candidates the parties nominate to. This is the digital version of Tammany Hall with the 2020 election in the sights of the tech overlords. So the Trump administration is starting to fight back. Google and Facebook are at long last going to face the antitrust scrutiny befitting corporations that control 90% and 73% of the market share in online search and social media, respectively. The DOJ, the Federal Trade Commission, and even the Democrat-controlled House Judiciary Committee have already opened probes based on concerns first raised years ago under the Obama administration. Then, this past Tuesday, big tech's antitrust problem got a lot bigger. Makan Del Rahim, head of the Justice Department's Antitrust Division, confirmed that a much broader probe, including not just Facebook and Google, but also Amazon and Apple, that could eventually lead to some of the tech giants being broken up. A review of antitrust activity is inseparable from the free speech problem. As trust-busting President Theodore Roosevelt pointed out more than a century ago, one of the greatest problems with monopolies is their tendency to interfere and dominate in politics. We're sort of seeing that play out now, aren't we? Even as big tech executives appeared before Congress and swore that it wasn't so. I really love to know what Apple is supposed to be involved in. I all of my hardware is Apple, and I don't know. I know they're lefties. I get that part of it, but I don't know how they're controlling the discourse. But that's beside the point. Just because I don't know doesn't mean it isn't happening. Now, we can't just sit back and wait for the regulators to solve the problem themselves. There are certain people like Megan Murphy, the feminist scholar and journalist who was banned from Twitter for daring to question the intentions of a transgender activist who is now trying to force Canadian female estheticians to handle and wax male genitalia. Is that a thing? Is that something... That's almost as stupid as Castro, Raul, which one? Julian Castro. He got out there and said, well, male transgenders should be able to have abortions. Well, I'm not worried about the, you know, physicality part. Then there's James Damore, the senior Google software engineer who was fired and had his career demolished for writing a memo decrying the company's ruthlessly enforced leftist orthodoxy and offering solutions that didn't fit the social justice norm of Google's virtue signaling overseers. People like this are the thorns in the side of the tech monopolies that seek to assume complete domination over the public square. And this is a disturbing reality, and it's one of the reasons why something called Publius Lex is a nonprofit dedicated in part to protecting free speech and viewpoint diversity from the iron fist of big tech, among other threats, including violent extremism and government bias. Unfortunately, because these guys are moving into the public square and want to control what you say, some of the stuff is tantamount to book burning. Okay? Some of that's tantamount to book burning. That's all these deplatforming, demonetizations, banning. That's book burning. That's modern day book burning. At the social media summit, Trump opened his remarks by expressing his support for legislation sponsored by U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, a Missouri Republican, who has championed online free speech that would require big tech to reflect the norms of political neutrality and then the respect for the First Amendment principles in their policy in order to continue receiving sweetheart special treatment under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. This grants them extraordinary legal protections that have been expanded beyond all recognition by the courts. The president isn't alone on that one. Cruz and Graham are also getting behind Hawley's bill. And in the House, Congressman Paul Gozer announced plans to introduce similar legislation, conditioning big tech Section 230 immunity on respect for free speech. This would be called compromise. They're offering them a compromise. They have a monopoly, and in order to get it back to normal, or at least get it on the way to normal, they have to offer them a compromise. 48% of America supports legislative protection against corporate viewpoint bias. Only 21% oppose the idea. And this is consistent between Democrats and Republicans. So the gatekeepers of online information, they're about to get slapped around a little bit. Because it's one thing to hold the door open. It's quite another to, you know, be checking you against the list and saying, you can come, but you can't come in. And no, you're welcome. Yes, you're welcome. And all this other stuff. That's not the way. That's not the way the free internet is supposed to work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration reports for the first time they're open to the idea of importing some lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada.
If you can present a plan of how you can bring drugs in from Canadian pharmacies and the Canadian distribution system, we're open.
During a call with reporters on Wednesday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says they will approve of them in a way that will be safe for the consumer. President Trump isn't thrilled by the rate cut announced by the Fed Reserve. The president tweeted that Fed Chair Jerome Powell let us down by announcing a quarter-point rate hike today. Powell explains his decision to reporters.
It is intended to insure against downside risks from weak global growth and trade policy uncertainty, to help offset the effects these factors are currently having on the economy.
And Wall Street's reaction? Investors are disappointed as the Dow lost 334 points. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Dave Young said this, when you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. Sounds like something straight out of Buckaroo Banzai. PDW, personal defense weapon. That term has been conferred upon an ill-defined class of individual firearms that armies, including ours, have historically looked for to issue for to rear echelon troops. Back in the Cold War era, commanders imagined rear area personnel having to confront Soviet paratroopers. That was based upon something called the Airland Battle Doctrine, who would be wearing some kind of personal body armor. To address this eventuality, the FN P-90, firing its proprietary round, the 5.7x28, was introduced. Now, that round did indeed penetrate some kinds of body armor, but it was and is expensive, hard to find, and its performance in all other aspects of terminal ballistics is nothing to write home about. The P-90 itself is a short, compact, light rifle, but still too big to carry in a holster, much less carry concealed. It's small, but not small enough. I've seen people take P-90s to rifle courses, and they seem to run pretty fair. But nonetheless, the P-90 never caught on, neither in the private sector nor in the police community, nor has the DOD ever displayed any more than casual interest. Other weapons, from pistols with shoulder stocks to miniaturized submachine guns, have also been tasked to fill the role of PDW with varying degrees of failure and dispassion. The English term, carbine, is derived from a French word for cavalry or horse-mounted soldiers who are expected actually to fight from horseback. It refers to a short rifle suitable for carrying by horse cavalry that can be fired one-handed from a horseback. But by the 1940s, horses no longer occupied an important position in land warfare, but the term stuck. The M1 Garand, which was chambered for 30-06 or 7.62x63, was and is a superb infantry rifle for average large size young males in good physical shape, but it was never well suited for carrying inside vehicles. It was never well suited for people that are small statured. It was never well suited for rear area personnel, from the secretaries to the truck drivers to the mechanics, who were not trained to expertly operate it beyond a brief afternoon of perfunctory familiarization firing. Then there was a new weapon that came out, the M1 Carbine. Firing what is little more than a pistol round, it proved enormously popular in all theaters of World War II, including among frontline troops, but it still did not fit into a holster. In our modern era, troopers are now herded into cramped armored vehicles and helicopters, all of which has demanded short, light, compact rifles, carbines, if you will. Also, in our age of sophisticated optical sights, sight radius, the distance between the front and rear iron sights, the longer, the more inherently accurate the rifle, has become irrelevant. Thus, modern military rifles have barrels between 16 and 20 inches, just long enough to maximize bullet velocity within the context, as I just said it. So, does a modern army still need a separate PDW for rear area personnel? That argument rages on, but while votes are still being counted, what about pistols like the current SIG P320, the M17, or the old Beretta M9, the N92F, or for that matter, even the older 1911? Isn't the sidearm supposed to fill the role of PDW? Modern pistols can be safely carried all day, fully loaded, in holsters, openly and concealed. Recoil and noise are relatively mild when compared with a rifle, and pistols can be brought into action quickly. Modern pistol ammunition is terminally effective at short range, as pistol ammunition has ever been, and while most pistol ammunition is not armor-piercing, we're concerned today far more with ragtag Islamic jihadis than we were with the Soviet paratroopers. Modern pistol, routinely carried in a high state of readiness, loaded with high-performance ammunition in the hands of a seasoned operator, is extremely fast, adroit, and lethal, perfect for close-range personal defense. That's why operators, that's you in the civilian world, carry them concealed everywhere. So why haven't we long since forgotten the entire PDW legerdemain and just started training troopers who need them how to carry and use their issue pistols effectively? Why do we see, even in this age of terrorism, these few troopers, even officers and staff NCOs, who are allowed to touch pistols, carry them with an empty magazine, well, even in combat zones? That sounds crazy, but that's the way it is. Heaven forbid anybody would have a round chamber. The answer is, of course, systemic risk aversion, which invariably leads to fear-driven decisions, a pernicious chronic disease that plagues all bureaucracies, military and civilian. Civilian police officers, as well as CCW permit holders, routinely carry fully loaded pistols, open and concealed, every day, all day. And we don't turn them in at the end of the day either, which is something that happens in the military. They're in our homes and in our cars. We keep and carry them always in a high state of readiness, continuously. There are unintentional discharges. We note the procedural lesson and we move on. We don't take all the guns away in a panic because we're frightened to death we'll have another. And yet our magnificent troopers, even today, apparently can't be trusted with pistols, nor with legitimate modern defensive pistol training. So we continue to spend millions in an unnecessary search for the magic PDW. When a perfectly good one has been right in front of us and has been since 1911. Liz Powell said the sunk cost fallacy says that it's bad to lose something we have invested time, money, and energy and emotion into, regardless of whether or not that something is actually doing anything for us. Humans are naturally risk-averse, so we stubbornly choose not to lose something over potentially gaining something else when we don't even like what we would lose. If this were a poker table, you would call this good money after bad. The military is not allowed to carry guns. In a combat situation or in a, the reason the Beirut bombing the Lebanon bombing of the Marine Corps barracks, the reason that happened was the guards had empty weapons. They had empty magazines. And yet they're part of the only ones, aren't they? Part of the only ones? Yeah. So, we could just issue them pistols, and they would be good to go. I can think of quite a few that, I would take the 1911. I would take the CZ. I would take the Ace. There's a lot of guns I would take. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is
Really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, click that, Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, Gilroy, California, the Garlic Festival. They're off of that shooting that was, that was an intentional desire to hurt a bunch of people. You had Machine Gun Joe Biden getting out there, unintentionally inserting foot in mouth and maybe other orifices as well, when he reacted to this. This happens in California, a state with possibly the strictest gun laws in the nation. He gets on Twitter, because that's what Trump does, and it must be cool. How many more families will have to lose a loved one before we fix our broken gun laws? We must take action, starting with real reform. This happened in California, dude. I don't know. Maybe you should pay attention to where you're at. How do you not know what's happening in California as far as gun laws? California, with their strict gun control laws, all passed in a state by lawmakers who claimed each new restriction was designed to fix and reform a broken gun law, Biden and some of his equally exploitive competitors evidently don't get it, according to some critics. Restrictive Golden State gun control laws cannot prevent criminals from committing crime or prevent madmen from causing mayhem. It doesn't matter where the law is or is happening. The career politician now clinging to a lead in the primary Democrat primary race, as you know, yesterday evening's, what is today? Today's Wednesday. Yes, today's Wednesday. So, as that debate looms famously, once suggested firing a shotgun into the air as a way to frighten burglars away, or better yet, just shoot through the door. Now, Biden and California with a K Senator Kamala Harris, Willie Brown side chick Harris, who as the state attorney general before she moved up the political food chain, used to enforce these gun laws, may have some explaining to do. Because the Garlic Festival was a gun-free zone. People were checked with metal detectors before they were allowed to enter. The alleged gunman, who was fatally shot by police within a minute of opening fire, apparently cut through a chain-link fence to get around security measures and violate the gun restriction. He may not be the only suspect, according to authorities. Among the dead is a 6-year-old child identified as Stephen Luciano Romero. A dozen people were injured. A 13-year-old witness to the shooting, identified by Fox News as Ebony Reyes of Gilroy, reportedly told the Mercury News, it was like the movies. Everyone was crying. People were screaming. The suspected killer has been identified as 19-year-old Santino William Lagan, according to the CBS News. He allegedly used an identified rifle in the attack. Seeing the shooting is in a county where, according to researcher and author John Lott, founder of the Crime Prevention Research Center, average citizens have a very difficult time obtaining a concealed carry permit. Lott said Santa Clara County has only 113 active carry permits in a population of some 1.5 million adults. That one county. That is nearly a third of what my entire state has. This one county in California has that many people. But even if more people had permits, they would have been unable to carry at the Garlic Festival because of the firearms prohibition. Harris and another anti-gun Democrat running for the party nomination, Cory Spartacus Booker, both talked about an epidemic of gun violence. If that is so, the epidemic broke out in the hospital environment of California, where gun laws are so restrictive that even ammunition purchases now require background checks. As a state, they have virtually eroded every gun right steadily for many years. And virtually every Democrat now running for the party nomination has espoused some sort of gun control scheme, from national licensing and registration to bans on the so-called assault weapons and the high-capacity magazines. Gun control is a key issue for Democrats, and many have laid out plans on how they will approach the issue. Although all of them are running now from the crime bill that had all of these weapons bans built into them in the 90s by the Clinton administration, because that increased mass incarceration. The problem with this, and Booker's the one that has a lot of these things. He has all this licensure and everything he wants for guns. The problem with this is that this would put more people in jail based upon what he's talking about than drugs. He's got some crazy stuff, too. He wants rock cocaine would not carry a stiffer penalty than powdered cocaine would, you know. He's picking and choosing. He is picking and choosing. They got a little bit of explaining to do on that one. Here's the thing about gun-free zones, okay? This is the thing about gun-free zones. Gun-free zones are where 98% of these rampage killings occur. This guy knew it was a gun-free zone. He knew to the degree that he brought something to cut through a cyclone fence with, so that he could gain access. I haven't heard anything about it besides I just heard, just read his name to you. The part where he went there to inflict as much damage as he could. And the average that we see in these rampage killings, where a rampage killer runs unimpeded, is about 3 deaths per minute. 3 to 4 deaths every minute. And he got his 3 deaths. And then the cops were there in a minute. Good for them. They deanimated him really quick. And they saved a lot of lives. They saved a lot of lives. Now, this all occurred. The gun he had, 19 years old, he's not supposed to have that gun. Plain and simple. Gun he had, banned. The magazine he had, banned. So he broke all kinds of laws just having the gun. He showed up in a gun-free zone with a gun. Then he opened up. These are, this is where the problem lies. And this is where we have to get past certain things. Instead of that being a gun-free zone, people, hey, look, during the NRA meetup in Indianapolis, Donald Trump Jr. came in because he wanted to go see some of the exhibits. Him and Kimberly Guilfoyle from Fox News, who I think dates him now. I think she's left Fox News now, but whatever. And he has a Secret Service detail. He didn't care. Secret Service detail seemed fairly at ease with what was going on. And believe me, on the floor at the NRA annual meeting in Indianapolis, Indiana, he was surrounded by live guns. None of the guns there, of course, can be active, but he was surrounded. Everybody there was carrying a gun. I was carrying a gun. Everybody there was carrying a gun. It was just a thing. Just happens at these events. And nothing happened there. Nothing happened there, and nothing was going to happen there. And it happens like that every day. What, we got 18 million concealed carry permits? We carry guns every day. All manner of guns, pocket, little pocket guns that look like they might be a cigar lighter. Up to, you know, just full house P10Fs and Glock 17s and 19s and 21s and all this other stuff. I mean, just 1911s, you name it. People are carrying guns every day. And we're not, you know, the concealed carriers are not hurting anybody, but 6,900 times a day we stop a crime. And that's according to the CDC. So, anytime one of these things happens, I feel bad, and I really get upset when a politician decides to tap dance on their bloody bodies. It just just infuriates me to think about it. Especially when they're not even paying enough attention to realize what they're talking about when they say it. We got to fix the broken laws. Well, yeah, their laws are broken, but they've got everything that you want. Coming up next, it's going to be Keita Bussey and the weaponized woman. He has a guest coming. I don't know who it is. I guess we'll find out together in just a minute. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.